Let me ask how you would use that. Now,
someone told me that they used to hear people say, that man was the father, would say, that man is Victor. Did you ever hear that?
Yes, sir.
You heard it used that way?
Yes, sir.
Did that sounds vulgar to you, too?
Yeah, it was used that way.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman that you might send for would be a...
Granny.
Okay. Any other name for her?
Yes, granny, woman, and what is that? I forget these things. I don't use them. I don't hear them much often, but if they, some words it's used, if you just remind me, I'll tell you what.
Did you hear midwife?
Yeah, is it? Right.
That was it?
But now, years ago, I mean, let's see, 42, when I say these things, it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now when I was born, 42, well, say 40 years ago, well, no, I had to be, say 30 years ago, I'd have been 12 years old. 30 years ago, granny woman was common. Now then, you still hear midwife, but you don't ever say, go get the granny woman. Midwives are used now. Unless somebody's joking in there, say, we're going to have to get the granny woman.
Mm-hmm.
But now, they still use midwives.
Mm-hmm.
But that's changed. But now, 30 years ago, granny woman was just common.
Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
Well, looks like a favor, so takes
mm-hmm.
after. Well, I say he looks like.
What if he has the same behavior?
Acts like.
Are there any expressions that are used sort of disapprovingly, like if his father hadn't been, you know, say the son was acquiring his father's bad habits?
Yes. Well, I say that he would drink.
Mm-hmm.
Just like his daddy, just a sot, a drunk. Or either if he didn't seem to work, you know, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just handed down, looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Says he just like his daddy, no good.
Would you say he favors his daddy then, or takes after?
No, takes after.
Uh-huh. Say if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get it.
Whipping.
Okay. What else besides whipping might you tell him?
Spanking.
Which is more severe?
I say whipping. Whipping is more severe.
Anything worse than a whipping?
I reckon.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't know. I think you're going to get a beating. I don't think it would be any different than whipping.
Say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob, what a lot in 1 year.
He grew a lot, but he grew.
A woman that's not married is called a...
A woods coat.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was very common, and it still is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Any other expressions?
I've heard it, but I think it was a curse, profanity.
What's that?
Bastard.
That has wider meaning.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Is there other names that's been used for that? I might remember, but I know Woods Coats
is
common.
Woods Coats. And you say your brother's son would be called your...
Brother's son?
Well, if it was
nephew?
Huh?
Nephew.
Okay. And a child that's lost both parents is called a...
Orphan.
And a person appointed to look after the orphan is his...
Guardian.
Say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
Kinfolk.
Okay. Any other word?
I don't think so.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
Yeah.
And someone who comes into town but nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he'd be a...
Stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
No. He'd be a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
But now they would call him a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.